Hi, Gloria Leibecker here with Healing You. This week I've been spending time with people who have felt really tender-hearted and vulnerable. They've been having experiences of noticing that they lose their focus or they have a really foggy mind. And at the same time, it feels really painful to be right where they are. Sometimes they pick up a strategy to get really busy in order to distract their mind from the pain. Because when we use our focusing attention network, it actually shuts off our default mode network, the part of us that is always rehashing our whole life and wanting us to be able to do more than survive, but we want to survive first. So when we've had trauma in our life, our default mode network can become vicious, doing its best to protect us from further harm. And when we get really busy or we focus our attention intently, it seems as if the pain is numbed out. And what's really happening inside is it like putting a big blanket over the top of the right hemisphere of that amygdala. And it seems to quiet it. But it's more like a disconnect that's happening, because underneath that blanket, it's the felt sense of you that's just writhing in the pain, but it's not being acknowledged. And what that can do is it can feel like it builds. So then when you're not busy anymore, it comes back with a vengeance. So I want to slow down and just take a pause for that with compassion. Because that's tough to experience. Especially when we haven't had any accompaniment that understands what's happening for us, so that we can begin to understand what's happening within us, because it doesn't seem like it makes any sense. And we can slip into shame, thinking or make ourselves wrong and bad. And we're really needing to have an experience where these very tender and young feeling parts experience that it's safe to receive acknowledgement, that they do make sense, that they can trust that they will be understood and seen and heard fully and completely, and that no harm will come to them for having dared to speak their truth. So it can be really hard to experience this all by yourself. And yet I know it's possible on this journey of life to find pockets of support, to find warm resonance with your felt sense of experience. And to develop your capacity to warmly focus your attention with intention. The power of where we focus our attention, our energy then follows that. So when we have warm accompaniment, it empowers us to develop that capacity within us. We can learn through the experience of being held softly, gently, with so much care, and yet also with precision. Precision laced with exquisite grace. Because when we have really tender parts that have not been fully heard or felt by another being, we don't need to be in a hurry. So we get to develop our capacity to slow time down, to allow these parts of us to experience something different. So it's like, you know, if there's a doormat, what does the doormat cover up? Well, sometimes in our lives, experiences happen and we put a mat over the top of them, because we're trying to protect ourselves from that pain. And when we have accompaniment that has the capacity to be gentle and yet still have precision with how we pay attention, excuse me, then we start to learn how to peek underneath that mat, to notice what's there, what's waiting to be discovered, what's waiting to be found and welcomed home. And when this happens, then we start to develop new mindsets. Instead of the, I'm not safe, I don't matter, I'm not important, I don't belong, we begin to have a new mindset of, wow, I make sense. No wonder it was so uncomfortable before. It's possible to relax and be able to learn new ways of being. I'm safe after all. And I am able to be kind to myself. And a practice that can really support this is to slow it down, to begin to recognize what seems to be against you. It might just be this felt sense, but when we can slow time down, we can start to step into the flavor of that experience instead of trying to rush through it or push it away or hide it again. When we can slow down to recognize what seems to be against you, it could be a relationship, or it could be a life experience. It could even be your own image of yourself or of another. And it's important to be really gentle with yourself as you begin to unpack this. And if this resonates for you, I encourage you to begin to write it out, to maybe journal on it, and to, in order to slow it down and unpack it very slowly. Not to be in a hurry, because there is no hurry. When you've had this type of felt experience, you've had it a while. So we can take our time with it and be really gentle, and that in itself begins to give your body a new experience that it's been waiting for and probably feeling like it would be impossible to ever experience. Well, I do get this because this has been my past experience. And through repeated experiences of being gently held with resonant empathy right where I'm at, I'm now right here, right now, willing and able to be a resource for others. So when you need that compassionate understanding, you really do need someone who has been on the journey. So I invite you to reach out and go on the Healing You journey with me and other heart-centered people. You can start completely in choice at your own rhythm and pace with my free course at my website, healingyousanctuary.com. Thanks for being on this journey with me today. Healing You.